You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Coming up in the next half hour, stay with us if you can for Commodity Week. It'll air on many of these radio stations tomorrow morning, and I'll post it this evening to our website. Again, the address, willag.org. This edition is live because of the USDA reports this morning. Our guests today will be Pete Manhart, Bill Mayer, and Dan Zwicker, along with special guest Mark Schleusner. He's the state statistician for USDA NASS in the state of Illinois. Commodity Week in just a few minutes, right here on Illinois Public Media. Now up next, as usual, it's time to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. We're joined by Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute.
This is Jim Angel, state climatologist located at the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute on the campus of the University of Illinois. September so far has been running about 7 degrees above average. However, cooler weather moved into Illinois this week. Rainfall has been uneven across the state. In general, areas to the west of Interstate 55 have been dry, while areas to the east of Interstate 55 have been wetter than average, in some cases 1 to 4 inches above average. The National Weather Service updated their El Nino forecast on Thursday. They continue to predict that El Nino will remain with us through winter and gradually weaken through the spring of 2016. And why do we care about warm waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean? Because the changing patterns over the Pacific influence weather conditions around the world. Dry conditions can prevail in Australia and Southeast Asia, as well as parts of South America, including Brazil. High pressure will be the dominant feature across the Midwest for this weekend and early next week. That means cooler temperatures, lower humidity, clear skies, and no rain. Highs will start out in the 60s on Saturday, climbing into the 70s on Sunday and Monday, and reaching into the 80s on Tuesday through Thursday. Overnight lows will be in the 40s on Sunday morning. From Monday to Wednesday, they will be in the 50s and reach into the 60s by Thursday. The heat arriving on Thursday is expected to remain through the next weekend and on into the week following. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Our thanks go to Jim Angel for his update of the weather forecast for the state of Illinois. You can always hear him again on our website. The address there is willag.org. And while you're there, please do check out our calendar of events. You'll find that next Monday evening we'll be in Mahomet at the Farm Credit Illinois building starting at 6:30 for one of our Will Ag Outlook panels before you go to the field and really start harvest for corn and soybeans this fall. Get yourself into the right mode of action for marketing. Jason Clapp of Risk Management Commodities will be with us, along with Amy Sage at the Andersons and Matt Bennett. He's with Channel Seeds. And, of course, Bennett Consulting out of Windsor, Illinois. We'll talk about Arc County payments and cash rents as well. Gary Schnitke, agricultural economist, will be along. That's at the Farm Credit Illinois building. It's open, free to everybody. Starts at 6:30 in the evening next Monday, right here in Champaign County.